can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
GSMC Movie Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I am joined here by the beautiful Heidi.
Hello.
Today, we are going to be reviewing Creed 1 and 2. So I'm going to start with Creed 1, and then we're going to go to Creed 2 later. Yeah. Anyway, so the first Creed was released November 2015. Director was Ryan Coogler, which I think he's the one who did... like Black Panther and all
mm-hmm,
that.
He did. Yeah.
So he's been doing big things. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, anyway, good job.
I know, right? So the story is about a young man named Adonis Johnson, son of Apollo Creed, but Apollo, his dad died before he was born, so he didn't really get to know him. So Adonis never knew his dad, but boxing was just kind of like always in his blood, of course, because his dad being Apollo Creed. Adonis wanted to be a boxer, but didn't want to live in his father's kind of shadow, because if you've seen any of the Rocky movies, you know how big of a boxer he was, like a heavyweight. I think it was some kind of heavyweight, lightweight. I'm pretty sure it was heavyweight champion, but he had the belts and all that. He was like a big deal. So that's why Adonis didn't want to live in his dad's shadow. So he tried to hide the fact that he was Creed's son, Apollo Creed's son. And when he started doing his boxing, he would do like little things here and there under the name Johnson. And then it eventually got out after he actually sought the help of, Rocky Balboa. And under training under Rocky Balboa and getting prepared for fights along the way, it ended up coming out that he was Apollo Creed's son. And then just that's how he was getting offered more fights. But the stipulation was you have to fight under the name Creed. And he really didn't want to do that. He actually, so there's like a whole battle of like self-identity in that. In the first one with Apollo, or with Adonis Creed, and then he kind of like accepts the fact that at the end of the day, that was your dad. That's what people know. You want to make money, you want to fight in these big fights, use the name. And that was actually kind of a situation, if you've ever seen the movie, where he kind of finds himself having a little girlfriend with the neighbor, and she kind of tells him that. She's just like, this is who you are. This is what, you know, accept it and just make it the best. So, Adonis Johnson, or Adonis Creed, is played by Michael B. Jordan, which is probably one of his, like, the biggest breakout role he's had. He's a lead in this one. I think, actually, he was a lead in it was an indie film. I don't know if it was, like, super indie, but it was on Netflix. It was called Fruitvale Station.
Oh, yeah.
So he, I'm pretty sure he was a lead in that, but this was like one of his like silver screen, like lead roles.
Right.
So, Michael B. Jordan does an amazing job. He definitely had to gain weight and gain the muscle for this one, because yeah. If you've seen him.
It was impressive.
It really was.
He really worked out for this role.
Yeah. And, I know that him working out for this role, he had to actually learn boxing and go through the whole training and like, all of that stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So he definitely beefed up and it looks good. So
yeah. and he's very convincing too as a boxer.
Yeah, he is.
It also, like, the idea of him working out and training to become a boxer kind of reminded me of like the film A Star Is Born, how that also is a film with roots in like an, you know, past versions of itself.
Yeah.
Kind of like how this has echoes in the former films Rocky, and how both actors in A Star Is Born had to train to sort of play their character in a convincing way.
Exactly.
I feel like this also was like Creed, like Michael B. Jordan had to really train to be a boxer. And also the movie Creed to me feels a bit like a updated modern take on like the Rocky Balboa story.
Right, exactly.
Of kind of like an underdog story.
Right, exactly. And that's one thing about the Creed movies is they are kind of predictable. Because if you follow any of the Rocky Balboa movies, is obviously a continuation of those. So they are all you know what's going to happen in all the Rocky movies. Like, there's going to be a struggle. He ends up winning at the end. I think there's like one where he like tries his best, but he doesn't do that.
It's like
great.
The first Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he keeps going and going.
But you see that in like this film too, because he doesn't win the fight.
No.
No, yeah.
No, in the first one, yeah, no, he don't think he won.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar like how in the first Rocky,
Sylvester
Stallone is Rocky Balboa, doesn't win the fight, but he puts in like his best effort and like surprises everyone because he lasts throughout the whole fight against Adonis or against Apollo Creed. Because he fights Creed, right?
The first Rocky. Yeah.
And so
what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. So in the first Rocky, he fights Apollo Creed and he like lasts through the whole fight. And then kind of similarly, I feel like in this Creed film.
Right.
But instead of it being Rocky, it's Creed's son.
Right.
And he like shows everyone kind of like he's the underdog, but he can last through the whole fight.
Right.
You know?
Well, because the situation was he was undefeated in all the like lower kind of underground boxing matches he was doing. And then they're like, okay, you're going to do this one, your very first like serious, like real big fight, like and all of that. And it's with like the top guy. And I think he's like from London or something like that.
Right. Very similar to the Rocky One story.
Exactly. And exactly what Heidi said. He doesn't win, but it does show that he can hang in the bigger rings than in all these like smaller underground, like mediocre fighters.
Right. And he can really take a hit, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Which makes sense because if you see him, like he is built. I don't know.
I mean, I was watching this film and I would say my roommates would occasionally come down and be like, oh, what movie are you watching?
Right?
You know, like, can I sit down and join?
Right. Exactly.
All of just the shirtless back shots of like, right? Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Right? Super sexy. Pause it. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, that's a lot of the first movie is him trying to make a name for himself, trying to figure out who he is, and be under. And it's funny how he goes and asks for the help of Rocky Balboa, played by Sylvester Stallone still, which he's aging, but he looks the same, just like with gray hair.
Right.
It's
I mean,
weird.
He's not as muscular as he is in Rocky, but it's so. I have a lot of comments about Sylvester Stallone, about him in this film.
I don't know. He anyway, I watched Rocky movies growing up. I think there's like, I want to say
there are five.
Five. Okay, there's five. I don't know why I thought that was. Oh, because I remember when Creed came out, I included that in.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
was just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched the Rocky movies. I was really excited. I like how the films were, because even though they're predictable, they're good, like, what's the word, to see people, like people helping somebody's dream come true, like and help them through. It's interesting the struggles that they have to fight mentally for this kind of like profession. So
I enjoy sports movies because it's kind of like sort of like the underdog story, but then you also get to see like victory in a way, you know, and you get to see people overcome things.
Right.
And I enjoy that aspect of a good sports movie. Kind of like I enjoyed that in Rocky as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Rocky character go against odds, or whether that be his situation, like he's poor, like in the first film, or like later on it becomes like more mental struggles, or just bigger opponents or whatever.
Exactly.
But kind of like seeing him overcome all of those struggles, I enjoy watching that type of movie.
Right.
You know?
Right. And the other characters definitely help, like with Sylvester Stallone being Rocky Balboa, and he's fighting his own struggles, like personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think in that one he has cancer, some sort of cancer, and he's doing what he can also trying to help Apollo or Adonis Creed. And then Adonis is, I can't remember. Is it her aunt? It's her aunt, his aunt, Apollo's wife. So it's his like stepmom or something.
It's, so she adopts him. So Apollo, in the first, in the Rocky series, mm-hmm. Apollo Creed's wife, who then becomes a widow when Apollo Creed dies yeah. in the ring. And then she finds out that he had an illegitimate son.
There it is.
Who is basically an orphan. Mm-hmm. And so then she adopts him. That's Adonis Creed.
Right, right, right.
Who the Creed films are about. So yeah. she's his mom, but adopted mom.
Right, right, exactly. There you go. But it's, I like because she knew... She knew Apollo Creed and she, because she was obviously married to him and everything like that. And then just having Michael B. Jordan or not Creed, the little kid.
There's so many Creeds.
I know. I'm getting confused. And her telling him about him because he never really knew his dad. So it's like, oh, he gets to learn like your dad was used to do that, too. But you have to channel your anger like this because he kind of grew up fighting in school mm-hmm. and then kind of took it there. But. Anyway, Michael B. Jordan did a great job in this. I think it's one of his better films for his like breakout. Definitely his breakout. And then you of course see him in Black Panther and then the second Creed. But he definitely blows up in this one. The first I already mentioned that. I think, oh yeah, so I just want to make this little side note that I didn't watch a lot of the fighting scenes because I have a hard time watching anybody just like stand in a ring and
just watching boxing.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? What? I just, you know, it's barbaric. It's like, you're just going to hit, like, that's it. Right. I don't.
I will say watching the Rocky films because they're older, I don't feel the punches as much.
No.
And then in Creed, I think that's just like movie making has changed
so much.
And like the way the placement of the camera and like, you know, slow-mo and just like, I feel like, and it's more like high definition. Yeah, the exactly. detail is better. You can see the blood better. You like yeah. feel it so much more, you know, and right. it hurt to watch Creed 1 and 2 more than any of the Rocky films.
Right, exactly. You can feel the hits, probably not like physically, but like
oh, yeah. emotionally. I feel it in my heart.
Right. On that, right before we take a quick break, I do want to mention that there is an amazing deal going on with Audible and with the holiday season coming up and the ideas of all the things you're thinking of, thinking to give everyone this season. Don't forget to think of yourself, okay? Because it's important to not just always do for everybody else. Like, do for yourself, too. That being said, give yourself the gift of listening with Audible. Because right now, there is a limited time offer going on that you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price, so you're saving a bunch. If you want more information, just... go to audible.com/GSMC movie or text GSMC movie to 500500. Again, that's audible.com/GSMC movie or text GSMC movie to 500500. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and continue talking about the Creed movies.
What happens to your decision making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are talking about Creed 1 and Creed 2. We're going to continue talking about the first Creed right now. I'm going to move on. We talked enough about Michael B. Jordan, so we're going to move on to... We touched a little bit on Sylvester Stallone, which we'll come back to the movies with Sylvester Stallone and Rocky toward the end of this episode. But I want to move on to Tessa Thompson, This, to me, this was one of her like bigger roles. She also played a, I don't even know what you call it in, what's it? As I suck my teeth.
Oh, she was in Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, she plays like a, I can't remember
what they're
called. She's like a warrior,
yeah,
basically.
Female warrior.
She's a female warrior in Thor Ragnarok who helps Thor.
Right, exactly. And so I don't want to say I'm not a fan of Tessa Thompson. This role did show a little bit more of like her softer side, but she's more of like a rougher kind of person to me. Like it's hard for me to watch her in like softer tone kind of roles and characters. Like, what's the chick in the Fast and the Furious, Vince Diesel's like girlfriend or whatever?
I have never seen any of the Fast and Furious. I'm
okay. So
sorry.
Vin Diesel. Yeah. His girlfriend in that, she's like a race car driver, just like him. She's really kind of tough. And, this was Tessa Thompson reminds me of. She's more of like
she's
a
like
tough girl.
Yeah.
So like her role in Thor Ragnarok, it fit her because like she was like just this, you know, super female warrior that was like the last one left. But in this one, she's more of like the sensitive girlfriend. I have to support you. Or the first one anyway, she's kind of doing her own thing, but she also has a hearing issue in her role here, which she's a singer, and it's just hard for me to watch her in this kind of role. She does a decent job, but I don't know. It's just the vibe kind of just didn't feel right with her.
I hear you. I think that she does play like tough well. And one of the things that I noticed about this film, watching both Creed 1 and Creed 2, is she is losing her hearing slowly. It's like a degenerative disease. I believe it's like genetic. And so she wants to be a singer. So that is a career that, you know, you have to be able to hear.
Exactly.
And so she's in this career that has an expiration date, basically, probably sooner than she wants it to. But then I also thought that is a connector factor between her and Creed, because his, like, career path basically of boxing is something that also has an expiration date because it's physical.
Right.
And I feel like that is something that binds them, is they're both in something that has an end sooner than, you know, old age.
Right.
Sooner than normal retirement.
Right.
And I also feel like she does play caring for him in a way, but I feel like they're good for each other. The two characters, Tessa Thompson plays Bianca. Bianca and Adonis are good for each other.
Right.
And I feel that, and I feel like they're a good couple, and I buy their chemistry. I definitely do think their chemistry is good. Mm-hmm. I feel like the way I feel about it is that she is a good match for Apollo, but if I were in this movie, I probably wouldn't be her friend.
Right.
It's like she's not just in play a type of personality that I'd want to hang out with, but I'd still be like, oh, but she's good for you.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. That's how I felt too, but I don't know. It's like I said, her vibe to me is just not... She is good for the character is good for Adonis Creed.
Yeah. And she is supportive, but tough as well.
Yeah.
Which I think fits what Apollo needs as well.
Oh,
she stands
definitely.
Up to him, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. She doesn't let things slide. Which is like Heidi said, is there both of their career paths do have an expiration date, which is why I think that they are like the way they support each other. They know it's like you have to go hard now because we don't know when it's gonna end. It could end so quickly. Like, do what needs to be done now, but just know, like, I got your back.
Right. They definitely support each other's dreams.
Right.
And want the other to achieve that.
Exactly.
Even if they're like in Creed 1, she's like, I think we need to like take a break and like focus on ourselves, someone like that.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that is what the character Adonis needs. Yeah,
I know they had to go and name them A names.
I know,
Adonis,
gosh.
And Apollo. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, I can't even say Creed 1 and 2 because, you know, there's two movies.
I know.
I'd be like Creed Senior and then Creed Junior.
I know. We got to figure out how to do this. I'm going to just move up a little bit about Creed 2. So that came out this past November 2018, just recently. I think it's been out for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Different director on this one, Stephen Caple Jr., because of course Ryan Coogler is doing like super big things, so he wasn't able to direct this one. Anyway, the story of this one is Apollo Creed gets an invitation.
Adonis Creed.
Adonis Creed. Yes. Okay, hold on. In the second Rocky film, so Rocky Balboa fights Apollo Creed in the first Rocky film. In the second Rocky film, Apollo Creed dies. So that he dies in a fight.
In the second
Rocky.
I thought he died in the fourth one.
Apollo?
No, I don't even know anymore.
I don't know. Okay, so anyway, Apollo dies, but in Rocky 4, Rocky fights this Russian dude named...
Oh, no. Apollo dies in the fourth one because he dies to the Russian fighter, and then
Rocky
is like, I'll fight you.
Exactly.
Because you killed my friend.
There you go.
And then he comes after the Russian guy.
Right. And because Rocky and Apollo became friends after their first fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm like getting all confused. There's so many.
we should have written out like, we should have on like timeline. A chalkboard timeline.
I know.
It's okay.
Next time, because there will probably be a part three.
There will be a Creed 3, I'm sure.
So because Apollo dies, Rocky Balboa fights this dude, Ivan Drago, played by, what's his name? I forget his name. It was pretty cool because he was in a recent film that I was into.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Riot.
Ooh.
But anyway, so he fights them. Anyway, Ivan Drago has a son. Drago? I'm going to say Drago because Drago sounds weird.
I think it's Drago.
Is it Drago? Okay,
I'll
just say
know.
Whatever. Anyway, so in Creed 2, Adonis gets an invite to fight Drago's son.
It's like the two sons going after. Because exactly. Drago killed Adonis's father.
Yeah.
And so now it's like both the sons are going to have this fight.
Exactly. And Sylvester Stallone, the Rocky character, he's just like scared for Creed.
Right, because he saw his friend Apollo die.
Exactly. And he's like, you don't know the kind of like hate and anger and just raw kind of do what it takes. Like,
right.
It's not even just like to a limit. It's like go all the way. It's almost like a go hard or go home kind of thing. With
like Drago, both the senior and the junior, they have like a hate and they will do whatever it takes
exactly
to get what they want.
Right.
Because when Rocky beat the other Drago senior in the first fight. It kind of like it took everything away from Drago. Mm-hmm. His wife left him everything.
Yeah.
And now all he has is his son.
Right. And he kind of used that. And you can only imagine, it's like, this is what he did to our family. Take him out for it. Or anything who's training under him, take them out for it. Make them lose everything just like we lost everything. Kind of mentality.
Yeah.
So it's like they're going back in there for revenge. It's not like, oh, okay, the winner gets some money and everybody goes by happy, best fighter wins kind of thing. No, it's like, I'm going to murder you because you basically took away everything from my family. So this is like payback.
Right. And another thing I'd like to mention about that is I realized that Drago's character is kind of like Rocky is in the first one.
Yeah.
Like starting from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't matter. You know, like I'm just going to give it all I've got.
The son.
Yeah. Except that Drago Senior and Junior have so much hatred, which I feel like the Rocky character didn't.
Right.
But they're both like poor and they're both like training, like they have like manual jobs and they're just training outside.
Right.
And like, I feel like I saw reflections of Rocky in Drago's.
Oh, definitely.
Drago Junior.
Right. But, and you can see the attitude difference too, is because like Heidi said in the Drago family, they just get driven by like this anger and this, you know, hate. But like with Rocky, he's just like, I'm just here because I want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just really humble and really just just humbling about his fighting. It's just all like, he's not super arrogant. He just wants to do his best and make his wife proud, basically.
Right.
Because he knows that he's there to support his family and he wants to be a fighter. This is his passion. So back to Creed. He accepts the fight, and Sylvester Stallone is just like horrified. You can tell he is, but he doesn't. He wants to support Creed Jr., but he's just like, you have no idea. And, you know, Creed's mindset in that's like, he came up from something, but he wants to have like something to prove. It's not like the Dragos who have like this anger in them, or Rocky and his story with just this humbleness. Creed is like, no, I'm here and you guys are going to know me for me, not for my dad, even though he was like really, really good. So am I.
Right.
And
Yeah.
And it's not even like I trained under my dad. It's like, no, I did all this without him. So you guys are going to know me. And I think that's what he wanted to prove too in this one, is just like, no, I'm going to do this. People are going to know me for me, and I'm not backing down kind of thing. That's not who I am.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. And I also think Creed has, he says when he takes the fight initially, he was afraid. And yeah. he's like afraid to lose to Drago. He's afraid that he'll lose like credibility. Mm-hmm. He'll lose his title. And he's also, I feel like he feels like he has to take it.
Yeah.
Because his dad fought it. And that's not, it's not a reason necessarily in the beginning for himself.
Right.
It's a reason to like prove to others, you exactly. know, not necessarily himself.
Right. And it is that proof that he wants, even though he was scared. It's like, even though he's scared, he wants to prove that the fear is not going to take over him, you know? And I really like that. I really like that. We're going to go to a break. But before that, I do want to mention that there is an amazing deal going on right now with Audible, and with it being the giving season and you're over there thinking about all the things you're wanting to give out, don't forget to think of yourself when you're out shopping for everybody else. Okay. Give yourself the gift of listening with Audible. They have a variety of different selection of audiobooks, bestsellers, motivationals, mysteries, thrillers, stuff like that. So if you know, are ever on the go, you like to listen to things in your car, or, you know, just at the bus stop, on a train, whatever, however you travel, on a plane, again, give yourself the gift of listening. And anybody else can that you know likes to listen to audiobooks or anything like that. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. If you want to know more, just go to audible.com/GSMC movie or text GSMC movie to 500500. Again, for more, go to audible.com/GSMC movie or text GSMC movie to the short code 500500. We're going to take a quick break and come back, continue talking about the Creed movies.
What happens to your decision making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC movie podcast. We're going to finish off talking about the Creed movies 1 and 2. We already talked about 1 or 2. We're just basically saying it's predictable. Adonis has a lot of battles within himself, knowing that he has a family he has to fight for now in this one. So it's not just about him, and dealing with situations, Rocky's situations with the whole fighting Drago's son kind of thing, because mm-hmm. it's like mentally affecting Rocky Balboa in
right,
this.
Right.
So I do want to say that, I did want to mention a few little fun facts about the Rocky movies and Sylvester Stallone, if none of you know this. So Sylvester Stallone wrote the Rocky movies. I think he wrote the first one. He wrote a series of Rocky, and then he was trying to sell them when he was trying to do like be an actor and everything like that. He was actually homeless and broke, and he had a dog. So as he's trying to find sellers for his movie, he wasn't able to. He ended up going super broke to the point where he had to sell his dog to get food for himself. And then while he's trying to find buyers for his Rocky stories, the exception was he gets to play Rocky. Like, you can buy my movie. And a lot of people said it's a really good script, but they didn't want him to play Rocky because he talked funny. That's what they all say. And we all know why. We've seen the movies. Okay. He does talk funny. I think it's just the way his mouth moves and how
he enunciates things. Yeah. It's almost like a puppet.
Yeah.
As I've said before, if you've seen The Room with Tommy Wiseau, I feel like Tommy Wiseau wants to be Rocky and just is not quite good enough.
I need to go watch that movie now.
I mean, maybe. It's very awkward.
Yeah. So that was his exception to selling the movies, is he has to play Rocky. So it's like I said, he got rejected a bunch of times. Finally, he ended up selling it. Somebody kind of took a chance on him and was like, all right, this is a great story. You want to play Rocky? You better, you know, knock it out of the park, which he obviously did. If you haven't seen any of them, he did an amazing job. Regardless of the way he talks. And the first thing he did, this is so sweet, the first thing he did when he got paid from his movies of Rocky, the first one, is he found the person who he sold his dog to and he bought his dog back. Yeah, I'm sure he gave them a generous amount of money to get his dog back, but yeah, he like super loved that dog and he bought him back. So I thought that was super cute. And it also makes sense with the Creed movies because Sylvester Stallone wrote those too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh. He had a lot to do with the writing and making of the he had his hand in a lot of things with the Creed movies. But yeah, since he wrote the Rocky movies, he also wrote the Creed movies, which makes sense because this is, if you see all the other stories like Fast and the Furious, like all these other movies, they're like franchise movies. He could totally make this like the Rocky. It can continue into like franchise movies. Not saying that the Rocky themselves, the five, aren't, but to keep going with like Adonis Creed, and then Creed actually has a baby in it. So, you know, 25 years, 30 years from now, you might see a movie with Creed's son. Adonis his, Creed.
Yeah. Yeah, his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Babies. I'm so over kids.
Also, I want to say that in the first Rocky film, like, you can tell, I feel like you can tell, like, it's not super high budget. It, like, fits the tone of the movie. You know, like, it's kind of, like, not, it's a little grim. Like, they don't make Philly look great.
No, they don't.
It looks really dirty, but which fits the feeling of the movie.
Yeah, you know? And I feel like that's how it was back in the 80s, though.
Oh, well, that's true.
So, you know, it's, I mean, it was probably still the, you know, city of brotherly love, but at the same time, it's like, it's rough. It's a rough neighborhood.
Philly is
to
rough,
be in.
But also, note, watching the, because I watched Rocky 1 and Rocky 4 before I saw Creed 1 and 2, and I would say, looking at the Rocky films, and you can definitely tell it went from like the first kind of low budget Rocky that did really well to the fourth one where it was way bigger, there was more money, there was more glam, it was, you know, definitely the 80s. Right. But then you see in Creed just the leap of technology, and I would say Creed 2 I felt was well directed in how it looked and how it like felt. It like there was a scene when, before you even see Rocky in the beginning of Creed 2, you don't see him, you just hear his voice, and he's like this almost sage-like person giving wisdom before you see him,
right?
And that increases like his like mystery in a way, and I feel like it makes him a wiser character. And there are scenes when like cinematography choices where you just see Apollo as reflection, like in a trophy case, you just see him through the glass. And I feel like there are choices like that that make this film visually a very good movie. And those were good director choices, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't directed by the first director of Creed 1, I feel like the director and cinematography did a good job to make it a good looking movie.
That's what I like the most about it, is the cinematography was so much better in this one, I feel like.
I agree.
Especially with, like, I wanted to say something about like the training in it, because
Creed's
training was intense. And it shows that in the cinematography in it, like in how, I mean, I don't know, the angles, the underwater scene when he's like, what, in the pool?
Yeah.
And yeah, he's in the pool, the desert. It's just crazy. I'm just like, how do you do that? And then like the slow motion scenes, again, I don't watch the fighting scenes. I close my eyes because I can't. It's just, no, it's not my thing. But I'm just like, why do you have to show that? But I did see some of it and I'm just like, ew.
Yeah.
But it's amazing because it's so fine, like, you see what's happening.
Right. The camera quality is so high that every detail you see.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's like Heidi said, the cinematography in this one was amazing.
Yeah. I think the cinematography in Creed 1 is good. Also, like, how Bianca and Creed talk through doors.
Yeah.
Kind of like to show like their how they are divided in that scene, I think is good. But I noticed it more in Creed too.
Right.
Maybe I just was made more aware of it, but I think they did a good job.
Right. And you can feel that in the Rocky movies too, the evolution of...
oh, yeah, like for sure.
Not just...
The production value.
Yeah.
Definitely goes way up.
Yep. And even like the world around what's happening, like in Philadelphia and all this stuff, just like the growth of not just like the generations, but the people too.
Because it's like the diversity increases.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. It's great. I liked them.
And they clear up some of the smog.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so bad.
It was horrible.
Rocky One makes it look so dirty. I don't know how he's even running and breathing. It looks bad.
It was
also hard. Before we close, I want to mention I almost couldn't watch Rocky Four because there's a robot in it. I hated that robot. It is like a robot waiter thing, and it was terrible, and it almost completely ruined the film for me.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. All right, I'm done. I'm done now. I had to get that off my chest.
Right. But to get the whole feel, you don't really have to watch the Rocky movies to get the whole feel of Creed or Creed 2. I do want to mention that because in Creed 1, and it kind of gives you a little bit of a backstory, like with Adonis kind of going off on... the Rocky character, like, oh, I wasn't there for my dad. You knew him. Like, you guys trained. I want to train. Like, all this stuff. It goes through a quick version of the backstory and, like, Rocky's character. So if you watch Creed in 1 and 2, you don't really need to know the backstory. But it's nice to watch if you want to watch Rocky 1 and 1 through 5. It does kind of, like, fill it in for you. And I don't know. I like them. I like watching Rocky and knowing all of the backstory because it's in it's like they might do like a Layla Ali thing with her with his daughter.
Who knows? I could see them doing a lot with this.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like giving them future tips. I better get paid. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Movie Podcast. Join us next time for reviews on new movies coming out.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.